USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
Former President Donald Trump delivering remarks on Wednesday. The former president also saying he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Florida. Experts saying the center of the storm came ashore along the North Florida Gulf Coast, just southeast of Tallahassee. A judge is tossing out an attempt to stop parts of Georgia's voting law. The lawsuit opposed a new requirement that voters request absentee ballots at least 11 days before Election Day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
The Pentagon responds to reports that looters unlawfully entered an Air Force base in Afghanistan.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden heading to Illinois on Wednesday. The president set to lay out a partisan reconciliation bill that will include a lot of Democrat priorities. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans continue to call for the United States to be a leader in the international community when it comes to holding China accountable for its handling of the coronavirus outbreak. Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup of Ohio believes it's key to find out the origins of COVID-19.
I think it's hugely important. You know, I served on our Board of Health in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we had nothing the size of COVID, but you've got to have the correct data, you've got to have honesty, and you've got to have transparency. Unfortunately, this gain-of-function research is accepted by many in the scientific community to be okay. Dr. Fauci in 2012 said, well, doing this gain-of-function research, which makes the virus more infectious to humans, he said the benefits are worth the risk. I think a lot of people would disagree with that today as we've seen what's happened, and the whole world has been affected by this. We're going to continue to investigate. I serve on the Intelligence Committee. We did an interim report about the origins of COVID, and all things are pointing to the lab. Not necessarily intentional, but to be in denial afterwards has been a real problem and allowed this to spread. Then we also have our task force, which has engaged with many of the scientists, and this is Republican only. And we had one of the scientists come from Berkeley, and he said he was given a hard time because he was going to talk to Republicans, and he said, I'll talk to Democrats as well.
The congressman also introducing legislation that would bar the federal government from funding gain-of-function research. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.